Do you remember how you got involved in this case originally with Christy Peel?
Yes. The case was brought to me last spring by Trish DeAngelis, who was very interested in the case and just asked me to take a look at it. And I received very preliminary report material, a very hard-to-read autopsy report, a few pictures, and I was really taken aback by the pictures primarily of Todd and the circumstances of which I came to understand a little bit more later on.
But Christy and I were just talking about that. And Christy, you can jump in anywhere along the line here to make sure that the story gets furthered in a clear manner. But as we were talking about, then you got this preliminary report that said this guy had been in the water. The local ME had determined that he was this missing college guy had been in the water for 21 days. Was it, Christy, a total?
Yes, he was last seen June 12th, and he was recovered July 2nd.
So what did you see right away, Dr. Sikorica, that made you raise an eyebrow that maybe this report wasn't getting the full story?
Well, without being too graphic, the degree of decomposition, the natural changes that occur after death, did not appear consistent with someone who had been missing in the water for 3 weeks. It was surprisingly sparse. Even at reading the autopsy report, the description of the internal organs and such really appeared to be a person had been in the water 3 to 5 days at the most.
Does temperature have anything to do with that? I mean, could the local medical examiner have had more information about the temperature of the water that might have prevented the body from decomposing in the manner that you would have expected?
Yes, that is a possibility. This small lake that he was found in was relatively shallow. He was found July, the early part of July, I believe, on the 2nd, and missing for 3 weeks in June. There could be some temperature effect on this, but I think that would behoove them to explain it, how that would work.
It would have to have been a kind of a sudden freak cold front or something that kept the water extra cold during that period or something.
That would be one way to explain it, perhaps a very cold temperature in the lake itself, underground springs or something like that. But it doesn't appear that there's any explanation for it.
And so,
can I jump in for a second?
Please do.
The man who found Todd is a diver, actually, and it was a private lake. And I talked with him initially, and that was one of the most fascinating conversations. And that's kind of when I took it to Trish and said, we need help here. Because he'd explained the shape of that lake is kind of like, almost like a hook. And if you look at it like an upside down J, and at the bottom of the longer part of it, of the J, is where would have been the closest location to the party, and that's where the police determined that Todd would have entered that water. And it's very rugged and the terrain is difficult around there. And they never found footprints or anything. But what this diver and the man who found him said was so odd is that Todd was found kind of on the tip of the J. And that means that he would have had to go through what they call there the narrows, and it's very shallow and it would be very difficult to get through. He said he had trouble with his boat, and he can't imagine how a body could get through. And he described that water as being warm, and so he was very shocked that Todd would have been found there, especially when he was in that water very frequently during the time Todd was missing, and then he never saw him, and then one day he went out, and there was Todd on this far section. So that water is one of the reasons that, you know, Trish and I thought, okay, we need help here because something doesn't fit. But I just thought that water piece would help you.
Yeah, it does help. And so no indication that there's any huge variance in the temperature. And, in fact, it's hard to imagine that the body would have traveled from a point where the local police report determined that he went in at the bottom of an upside-down J and is found having traveled a great distance and found somewhere else, and supposedly having been in the water for that entire time. Dr. Michael Sikorica, you look at did you ever have a chance to examine the body itself?
No, I haven't. I've only worked off the report the police investigation materials and the photograph.
But based on your reputation and your experience, you make a determination that says this guy could only have been in the water for 3 to 5 days, which says then it begs the question, where had the body been? Where had the guy been? Now, do you determine that the body had only been in the water for 3 to 5 days, or that he had only been dead for 3 to 5 days? Dr. Sikorica?
Yes. I would say that he appears to have been deceased for 3 to 5 days, and most likely had been alive prior to being placed into that water. There's no indication or no way that I can actually say his condition prior to being put in the water, but he'd probably been in that water for 3 to 5 days at the most.
So the conclusion in your report is that the local medical examiner, perhaps well-intentioned, is just flat-out wrong.
Well, he never made a real assumption of how long Todd had been in that water. That's not a part of his report. He assumed that the cause and manner of death, the cause being drowning, the manner being accidental, that was his job. And nowhere in his report does he really state that, there's a discrepancy between the appearance of Todd and the suspected time frame of him being missing. So he doesn't delve into that realm, really. And
but
most of us don't as forensic pathologists, unless we're pushed.
Right. And so, okay, so then your report, as you're brought in as a consultant on this, your report pushes that. What happens?
Well, Trish and I craft a letter together at my office, and we basically provide it to the Michigan State Police and the Attorney General's office, or the district attorney in that county, asking them to reopen the case and take another look at it.
And what did they tell you?
Well, I haven't the exact reply myself, but according to Trish, they refused to reexamine the case.
Just for people tuning in, Christy, will you re-identify who Trish is in this story?
Sure. Trish DeAngelis is a former district attorney in the state of New York. She had had some involvement with some of the other cases, and I connected with her, and she feels as passionately about all of this as I do, and I would say we're working now on this as a team.
So the conclusion here is, in as you would describe it, Christy, is that this guy he was somewhere else for these number of days the night between he went missing at that party and when he's later on found in that lake, that there's somewhere else he was other than dead and in that water, correct?
That's right, and during that time when he was missing, his cell phone was not used, his credit cards were not used, he didn't call his family, and he was found wearing the same clothes that he was last seen in, except for his cell phone, and one of his shoes has never been recovered.